So I wanted to look at a subject that's near and dear to our hearts, and that's praise. So the title for the message is Praise Him. Praise Him. Because, you know, many of us know about praising, and many of us have the idea of praising. But, you know, I wanted to touch on what is it, who should do it, when should we do it, why should we do it, how should we do it? Because for some, they know we're supposed to do it, but maybe you're not so sure why. Maybe it's because, well, they tell me to. That's why I do it. Maybe it's because everyone else around me is doing it, so, you know, it's fun to join in. I think we're a little bit past that for most of us. But, you know, I wanted to go through it a little bit because it's such an important topic. And I know each one of us is at a different level. Just like with everything in life, we're at a different level of where we are in our praise life. And that's okay. Some people just aren't really comfortable with opening their mouth and letting praise fall on out. You know, it's like raising your hands. You ever see a new believer come in and they, you know, they get the arms are more like this, you know, or maybe they're down here. Maybe they start catching the vision. They start a little bit, the little wings off to the side. But eventually the spirit catches them and they loosen up and their arms are out. Their arms are up. Their hands are up in a sign of sacrifice to Him, sign of praise to Him. But you know, not everybody's there. Maybe they think, I don't have to because everyone else is doing it. Maybe they think, you know, my words just aren't adequate for praising Him. Or my voice just doesn't sound good enough to open it up and let the praise out. So, you know, I hum pretty good, but my voice is awful. There are doubts and there are worries that come upon people when it actually comes time to open your mouth and praise Him. Now, maybe you're one of those who don't have that problem. You can praise Him loud and strong and long. And for that, I say, Baruch Hashem, praise God. But there are others who are shy. There are others who, you know, they just, just a little shy about it. And that's okay. We're gonna work through that over this, not just this week. It's actually a 2-week subject for praise. So we're gonna be doing this next week too, but different parts of it. It's such a big thing to get through. Now, we always say there's power in prayer, right? We know there's power in prayer, but there are other sources of power that's available to us. They all come from Adonai. They all work through the Ruach HaKodesh. But there are different ways of accessing the power. One of the ways to access or activate that power and release it is through praise. In Scripture, there's a few words that are translated as praise. Because there are different ways of praising Him. You can praise Him with song. You can praise Him with word. You can even praise Him in prayer. Mostly, I'm going to be looking at the word that's familiar to most of us as the word that's translated to praise, and that's Hallel. Now, Hallel is translated as praise and seen 165 times in the Tanakh. And of course, it's not seen in the Brit HaDashah, because it's the Hebrew word. But it doesn't mean praise isn't within the Brit HaDashah at all. It's there. It's just not labeled as Hallel. Hallel is defined as to shine, to be boastful, to glorify. Now, an example of it is seen in Psalm 113. In fact, of the 165 times that Hallel is used, 94 times it's used in Psalms. So the majority of them are in Psalms, and that's why over these next couple of weeks, you're going to be hearing a lot of Scripture out of the Psalms. It doesn't mean exclusively, but there's a lot of scripture in Psalms about praise. So let me get my little advancer thingy going here. I forgot to turn it on. All right. Psalm 113. We're going to start there. Hallelujah. Praise, O servant of Adonai. Praise the name of Adonai. Blessed be the name of Adonai from now and forever. I really only needed the first verse, but how do you stop yourself from praising him? Here we see hallelujah, which really, as many translate two words, is one word together. Hallel and Yah. They're combined. Yah is what many would call a short name for Adonai. It's the Yahweh, known as the Tetragrammaton, meaning four letters, which we do we don't really know how it's pronounced. How it was pronounced then, we don't know how it should be pronounced now. And out of respect, most of the time we don't even try. In fact, we shouldn't try. So when you say Yah or Yehovah, yeah, my mouth just ain't working today. Now all of a sudden I'm hot and sweaty. Ugh. Or we say Yahweh, right? You're conveying the idea of his name. So hallelujah is a combination of praise, hallel, and the name Yahweh, God's personal name in Hebrew. Now we also get a second word out of hallel, and that second word is tehillah, known for being in Hebrews the book of Psalms. Psalms mean praise. So Sefer Tehillim, the book of praise. Where Hillel is praising him with spoken word, Tehillah is praising him with, Hillel is a spoken word, Tehillah is praising him with words that are put to song. They're sung. We see this throughout the Psalms, and we can look at Psalm 117, which is called a song of praise to Adonai. Now, the funny thing is, 117 is the shortest of all the Psalms. And it's so close to 119, which is the longest of all the Psalms. So I just think that's kind of funny here. So here's the whole of Psalm 117. Praise Adonai, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For great is his loving kindness towards us, and Adonai's truth endures forever. Hallelujah. Psalm 117 brings us back to the definition of praise. Praise refers to lifting God up and glorifying him. It's the joyful recounting of what God's done for us. Praise and thanksgiving go hand in hand with each other. Thanking God for what he's done and offering appreciation for who he is. Praise is the acknowledgement or acknowledging of all the wonderful, righteous works and deeds of God. It should be easy because he's worthy of praise. When we praise him in either song or prayer or word, praise should be focused entirely on the expression of our wonder and awe of who he is and what he's done, both in our lives and the rest of the world as well. The book of Psalms is the longest book in Scripture. And maybe that's not just a happenstance. Maybe that's just not, you know, just the way it worked out. Perhaps it's because of all the things we're told in Scripture, all the instructions we get from Genesis to Revelation, praising Adonai is the strongest thing that'll focus us up on him. And it releases the power of Adonai in our lives. As part of the definition of what praise is, we should know what we want to accomplish with it. I'll go deeper into this later, but on the surface level, just to get us into the subject, I would say that there are two generalizations that we can say are true about praise. The first is that it lifts up Adonai and humbles us in acknowledging what he's done for us. Excuse me. When David was delivered from Saul and his enemies, he wrote this to Adonai, Psalm 18. It's one of those psalms where the numbering system's a little bit different in the Hebrew and the English. So in English, it's 2. In English, it's 1-3, but in the Hebrew, it's 2-4. I love you, Adonai, my strength. Adonai is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock. In him I take refuge. My shield, my horn of salvation, my stronghold. I called upon Adonai, worthy of praise, and I was rescued from my enemies. Hey, what happened there? Did I skip? Oh. What was David doing in this psalm to Adonai? He was doing what we should also understand and what we should also do when we praise Adonai. He was not only giving glory to Adonai, but he was connecting with him. He was showing his heart attitude to God and to all the world. And he was pulling closer to God. That's what his heart's desire was, to pull close to God. He was just not giving words, but he was giving his heart over to God. And by doing this, he was making Adonai greater and therefore making himself smaller before him. Now, I don't mean he was making himself physically smaller, of course, but he was humbling himself. He was bowing himself and his spirit down before him, placing him correctly before the King of Kings in that right heart attitude and that right position before him. Bow down, humbled. Which brings me to the second truth of praising him. When we praise him, we're giving complete control over to Adonai and to his goals. But honoring him with our praise, we are placed on a path that will lead to fulfillment of his goals for both us and the world. Now, sometimes we don't even understand what the path truly is that he wants us on. But by giving ourselves over to him, he'll place us on it, even if we don't know where it is, even if we don't realize we're on it. By praising him, he will get us there. So we're caught up in his presence. We don't see it sometimes. All we hear is the music. All we hear is the singer leading us into his presence. But sometimes we just don't even see what we're supposed to be doing. And that's okay. If you're in his presence and you're truly worshiping, he'll work the rest of it out, but that's okay. Now, what happens when the music is playing and we're praising him, we're singing along with the singer, and, you know, all of a sudden the singer stops and the music continues and it's a little pause in the singing? What are we supposed to do there? I know a lot of us just stop singing. I'll wait for him so we can join back in. It's good to praise him with others. It's good to praise him with the same song all together. But it's also good to praise him with a new song, with your own song from your own heart. I think that's what those breaks are for. When the singer stops singing, it's not just time to listen to the piano. This is the time to let what's built up in your heart spill out of your mouth. Listen to your own heart. And express it with words. Express the praise that is there in your heart. The words, when you sing them out, they may mean, he sounds exactly the same as what the singer sang just a moment ago. Maybe it's going to sound different because it's what's from your heart. But let it out. You should be able to express what's in your heart during those times. You should be able to just, you know, even if it's just repeating the same words, we praise you, we bless you, we praise you, we bless you. Maybe it's to the same melody that the song was going with. Maybe it's a different melody. That's okay. If it sounds like chaos, it's controlled chaos, but it's still blessing him. It's still telling him what's in your heart. That's a good thing. Let your mouth express what's in your heart. Yeshua says in Luke 6:45, out of the good treasures, out of the good treasure of his heart, a good man brings forth good. And out of evil, the evil man brings forth evil. For from the overflow of the heart, his mouth speaks. You know, the words of the musician have some power to it. Absolutely. But the words, your own words out of your own heart have power. And maybe even more meaning to Adonai. Maybe they have more meaning to Adonai because they're from your heart. It's a time that you're singing not because the music is on, but because your heart is on. This means in the sanctuary. This means at home. This means in your car. It means everywhere you find yourself, praise him. Even when you find yourself in a battle with the world's forces, praise him. In Revelation, when the archangel Michael and his angels were fighting the dragon, after the dragon was thrown from heaven to earth, we read this, Revelation 12:10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, the one who accuses them before our God day and night, has been thrown out. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even in the face of death. It tells us they overcame the battle by the blood of the Lamb, which we know is Yeshua, Messiah, and the words of their mouth. These words can be, you know, reading. It could be singing. It could be prayer. But they need to come out. They need to come out from our mouths. Yes, Yeshua knows them in our hearts. But there's a power that's attributed to them when they come out. So that others can hear. So that others can agree. So others can be built up. That's why we come together on Tuesdays to pray together. So that others can hear the praise and agree, and others can hear the prayer requests and agree. Each of us has a part to play in this whole thing and our praising him. How do we know who's supposed to be praising him? Adonai wants us to know that it's us who should be praising him. Not someone else. It's us. Regardless of what you've been through or how sinful you've been in the past or the situation you currently find yourself in now, you're to praise him. How do we know this is the will of Adonai? Let's look at Psalm 106. It starts out praising Adonai. Hallelujah. Praise Adonai, for he is good, and his loving kindness endures forever. Who can speak of Adonai's mighty acts or declare his praise? The question is, who? That's the question that the psalmist gave us. But then the psalm kind of takes a dark turn. you remember the psalm, the next 44 verses are the sins of Israel. 44 verses of sin. It goes over the rebellion, even as they were going through the waters of the parted Red Sea and their enemies were being drowned. They had sin. When they demanded water, which Adonai brought from the rock, then there was the rebellion during which the ground opened up and swallowed some of them, and fire killed others. Then there was the molten calf that's also being recalled. Then there was the grumbling of the 10 spies that were recalled. Then the time they yoked themselves to Baal Peor, when Phinehas stopped the outbreak by taking the spear and stabbing through the man and woman who was sinning before Adonai. And the list goes on. That's not even all the sins that are listed in this Psalm 106. But then we get to verse 47. Then we get to verse 47. Save us, Adonai, our God, and gather us from the nations, so we may praise your holy name and triumph in your praise. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. Let all the people say amen, hallelujah. It is those that are saved from their sins by Adonai through the blood sacrifices that he prescribed and by their heart attitude that allows us to approach him. It's our heart attitude and his blood combined that allow us to approach him in praise, regardless of what we've been through before, regardless of what we're walking through now. It's our heart attitude and his blood. It's not the perfect that he's looking for to praise him. It's the ones who recognize him as perfect and who lift up his name. That's who he's looking for to praise him. It's even the ones who think that they've sinned too much to ever go near God again. They've sinned. You've heard it before. I've sinned so much, I can never approach God again. That's just not true. He's a God who cleanses and purifies by blood, the blood of Messiah Yeshua. He knows our current state regardless of how we're walking, whether we're walking as best we can or whether we're off the path a bit. He knows, and he can cleanse us, and he can get us back on the path. If it's a day, a year, 5 years, 10 years, your whole life, he can cleanse you and get you on the path. That's who he is. There's a passage in 2 Samuel that a woman speaks to King David to try to get him to allow his own son, Absalom, back into his presence. And she says this to him, 2 Samuel 14:14. I love this. For we all will surely die, and be like water split on the ground that cannot be gathered up again. But God does not take away life, but rather he devises plans. He devises plans so that the banished person may not remain outcast from him. Adonai devised plans. Regardless, if you think you're banished, he devised a plan. Excuse me. He says he does this because he does not take away life, but rather restores it. Just as Adonai restores the life to sinners, meaning that he restores each of us so that we may come into his presence to praise him. And this is why Psalm 106 ends with hallelujah. and why in so many other places in Scripture we're told to praise Him. Because He devised a way that we are able to come back into His presence, even though we're sinners. But we do not have to accept that way that He devised. But we have to accept the way that He devised. The blood of bulls and goats while the temple stood, and the blood of Messiah Yeshua now that there's no longer a temple. So we're all called to praise Him, regardless of our past, because of the future that He made. That's why we praise Him. He has made for each of us, as we walk a path that He created for us, the eternity that He has for all of us when we run the good race. So, you know, it's hard. I mean, some may consider it to be hard to praise Him for what we're going through now. But think about your eternity when you run the good race. That's what we can praise Him for all the time. Regardless of what we're feeling right now, regardless of the trials and tribulations, He is worthy of being praised. The book of Psalms ends with Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise Adonai. Hallelujah. It doesn't end with, let the perfect people praise a perfect God. But it says, let everything that has breath praise Adonai. Regardless of what you're using that breath for currently, you may be a sinner right now. Probably you are a sinner because I'm a sinner. Regardless of what we're using that breath for, even currently, He's devised a plan so that we can get back to Him. And He's devised a plan so that we can use the breath that we have to praise Him. And everything that has breath should praise the Lord. So when are we supposed to praise Adonai? Well, there is no season for praising Adonai. There is no better time of the day. There's no better time of the week or the year or your life than to praise Him. The time to praise Adonai is now and always. And the best time to praise Adonai does not actually end, because Psalm 118 says this about His goodness never ending. Psalm 118. Verses 1 through 4. Praise Adonai, for He is good, for His loving kindness endures forever. Oh, let Israel say, for His loving kindness endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, for His loving kindness endures forever. Oh, let those who fear Adonai say, His loving kindness endures forever. It's just the truth. Because His loving kindness endures forever, so should our praise. There's no season, there's no right time, there's no wrong time. There's only all the time to praise Him. Now, Shaul, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the Ephesians, expressed this in his letter. A very same encouragement, in fact, Ephesians 5:16, starting there. Make the most of your time, because the days are evil. For this reason, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. And do not get drunk on wine, for that is reckless. Instead, be filled with the Ruach, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Shaul warns us and points out for those who don't see it for themselves how evil the world really is. It was then, and how much more is it now? Because the world is evil, we need to be able to separate ourselves from the life that they live. We are to talk to each other, praising Adonai, but also filling our hearts with praise to him, which will spill out of our mouths to others and to Adonai. He also wants us not to be like the world. However, we are not to separate ourselves from them, but from the kind of life that they live. We are to reach into the darkness of the world without becoming one like them, to pull them into the light of Adonai through Messiah Yeshua. We can do this simply by praising him before the other people, to let them know of his loving kindness, to let them know that he is a loving, kind God. And the question is still, when should we do this? Psalm 145, 1 and 2. A psalm of David, a psalm of praise of David. I will exalt you, my God, the King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Every day means every day, regardless of what's going on or how you feel that day. Every day you make a decision to praise him, even on the days that it seems not to be going so well. Even on the days you think you don't see him. This is also told to us in Psalm 34, which just so happens to be one of my favorite psalms because it was spoken to me by Adonai, or a piece of it was spoken to me by Adonai, which brought me to salvation that very night. Psalm 34, 2 and 3, or 1 and 2 in the English versions. I will bless Adonai at all times. His praise is continually in my mouth. My soul boasts in Adonai. The humble ones hear it and rejoice. At all times means all the time. It's not a good or bad time. It's not when I'm alone or with others. It's not when I'm poor or rich. It's not when I'm healthy or sick. It's not in the light or the dark. It's all the time. We really don't get to choose what the right time is to praise him. It just is always the right time, just as he's always the right God, the only God, the mighty God. There is only one God. And there really is only one right time to praise him, and that's all the time. So next week, we'll look a little further into praise and why we should praise him, and why we should have praise in our hearts and in our mouths, and how to praise him. So Father, we thank you, and we do praise you, because you are worthy of praise. We do lift up your name. Not because you tell us to, because our hearts can't help but praise you because of all that you've done. All you've done in each one of our lives, all you've done in creation by creating everything, all you've done by created, by allowing us to this day. For those who are still sinning this day, you allow us to continue to come before you to be cleansed by the blood so that we can praise you. For those who are here today who are in a good place in their life so that we can praise you because we recognize You're the reason we're in this good place. Father, regardless of where we are, regardless of who we are, regardless of what's going on, we will praise you. Father, for those times that our mouths would not open with praise, forgive us. For those times that we have been quiet and silent before others, forgive us. For the times that worship just seemed to be off, forgive us, because it's never because you're not worthy of praise. It's our own heart that is off. Ruach HaKodesh, we ask that you help us with our heart. We ask that you help us open our mouth so that the praise that's within may spill on out. Help us not to worry about what the person on the left or the right thinks about our voice, about our words, about anything, but help us to praise you through it all. Ruach, we thank you that we're able to praise you and approach you because of the blood of Messiah Yeshua. On this day, we want to lift you up and proclaim you as the only true God. And everyone said, amen and amen. Amen.